The recent White House announcement linking acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism in kids has sparked debate among families and people living with the disorder. There's also confusion over a newly approved drug to treat autism. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke with advocacy organization Autism New Jersey about the fallout.
Within hours of the White House's announcement, the New Jersey organization posted several messages on Facebook, attempting to provide clarity on the situation. The posts referenced scientific studies that have found no causal link between acetaminophen and autism, and urged families to use caution when seeking leucovorin, a treatment drug controversially approved under the Trump administration. The posts drew both support and ire from the community. Some parents and families applauded federal leaders' actions and expressed anger over any attempts to dismiss those efforts. Others said they were thankful for the nonprofit organization's clarity and leadership. Autism New Jersey Executive Director Suzanne Buchanan says it's important to remain compassionate and keep a dialogue open during these moments of heightened tensions.
And looking at each other in the eye and making sure you're understanding where that person is coming from, what they're scared of, right? Like, chances are if they're angry, there's something that they're deeply, deeply scared of or deeply, deeply sad about.
The Advocacy and Resource Organization offers a helpline and educational training for people interested in learning more about autism and local support services. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.